Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, March 18th, One Take Wednesday. How's it coming with your memory verse? I'm going to try to do it without looking, but it is One Take Wednesday. That's kind of a risk. Okay, here we go. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. That's Romans 8, 1 and 2. How did I do? I hope I got it right. Let me know what you think. Okay, today we're in Romans 15, verses 1 through 7. We are making our way toward the end of Romans. We're talking a lot today about what Christian unity is. And one of the questions that comes from this passage is, how would Jesus respond in any given situation? And one of the responses that Paul gives is that, like Jesus, we should be of one mind and one voice that we use to glorify God. That it was Jesus' mission on earth to glorify God, and that is our mission on earth as well. One of the ways that we glorify God is in verse 7, so be on the lookout for it as we read. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. One of the ways that we glorify the Lord is by accepting one another just like Jesus Christ has accepted us. There was another one up there in verse 3. For even Christ did not please himself. Instead, he worked for the benefit of others. And again in verse 5, just reminded of who God is. He is a God who gives endurance. Don't give up. God is there with you. And he is encouraging you, hopefully today, through his word, through his spirit, through his people. Our second passage today comes from the book of Psalms. We're in Psalm 67. The first two verses, I think, make a wonderful prayer. So I'm going to ask you to recite the first two verses after me, and then I'll read the rest of the psalm normally. Psalm 67. For the director of music, with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the people praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest, God, our God blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. I'm going to use that first verse again. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us. Oh Lord, give us your radiance. Give us your light. Give us your peace. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. As we end today, I'm just going to pray with you through some of the launching verses that I've been learning. And as I pray, I hope that we'll do this more often and you'll learn some of the verses and also some of the rhythms of this way of prayer. Will you pray with me? O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall declare your praise. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sin, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared. My soul waits for you, Lord, more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Lord, we acknowledge that we are sinners in need of a Savior, and you have forgiven us. We're thankful. Help us to be watchful for your work, for your unfailing love, for your redemption. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Lord, you provide for me mentally, physically, spiritually, socially, emotionally, and financially. I pray those same provisions over someone close to me in my life. Lord, please provide for my friend mentally, for my coworker physically, for someone in my church spiritually, another socially, for all of us emotionally and financially. Lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lead us beside the still waters. Restore our souls. You lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear, Lord, because you are near. Lord, may our last breath here be our first with you. Thank you that we have the assurance of absence from the body being presence with you, Lord. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And then I'm going into Psalm 143, starting with verse 8. May this day or this morning bring news of your unfailing love, Lord. We have put our hope in you. Show us the way we should go, for to you we entrust our lives. Rescue us, Lord, from our enemies, whatever befalls my brothers and sisters today, because we hide ourselves in you. Teach us to do your will in all the different situations and scenarios. Lord, keep us close to your will, because you are our God. May your good spirit lead us in level paths. You know we often don't know what to do, Lord. May your good spirit lead us in level paths. And this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait on him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. That's from Lamentations 3, 21 through 26. Then we usually pray through Psalm 91, 9 through 11. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. Oh Lord, as it says in John 15, you are the vine and we are the branches. Help us, Lord, to abide in your love. There's so many that we could add here, and we will add to them over time, but that's just a little smattering of the verses that we can learn to pray together. And typically we end with 1 John 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is what it says. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. I hope you have a wonderful day and that the Lord meets you wherever you are and assures you of his presence and peace. Amen.